Let's just talk about, at first, the general reaction to the passage of the Senate's version of the Farm Bill today.
Well, NOG's very pleased to see the bill to continue to move forward. It's very good to see a bipartisan bill move forward that maintains a strong crop insurance program, a good safety net in Title I. We're glad to see the Title II and conservation programs move forward. There were a couple amendments that were adopted today that we have a little bit of concern about, and we will be communicating that to the Senate majority and minority as the bill makes its way to the floor. But overall, to see a strong bipartisan bill head to the Senate floor and to hear the majority leader say that he would like to have the bill finished before the July 4th recess is a very strong signal and good sign that there is a chance we could get this bill done before it actually expires on September 30th.
The amendments that you mentioned that they might be a spot of concern, what were some of those?
Well, we're a little concerned about some of the specific carve-outs that are put into the EQIP program. Designating different pots of money for different groups within that program takes away from everybody's ability to participate in it. And so we would rather see, you know, just the traditional carve-out that had been always in there from livestock from day one and the rest of the bill or the rest of the program to be left like it was. Not a huge concern, but still something that we think could diminish the ability for wheat growers to participate in the program by having so many different special carve-outs in there. And so that's something that we will let the Senate know before it goes to the floor.
And then in the release that came out, there was mention of the amendment that was passed that the association was pleased with, and that was the market access to Cuba. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Most definitely. You know, Cuba's got a population of a little over 11 million people, sits 90 miles off the coast of the United States, and this has been an issue that I've worked on ever since I've been here at NOG, but actually an issue I've been working on since about 2003. My time here in Washington, D.C., of normalizing trade with Cuba. You know, we're willing to trade with China, we're willing to trade with Russia, we're willing to trade with pretty much anybody, but yet we have got a self-imposed embargo on the country of Cuba that we need to lift. And being able to use the market access program and the foreign market development program dollars to go down there and build out demand for U.S. wheat products is very important. And will be a big win for the U.S. wheat grower.
Anything we didn't touch base on that you want to make sure is mentioned?
I think we could also note in there that we are getting word that Chairman Conaway is working on the House side to possibly shore up the votes for the for the motion to reconsider the Farm Bill. And it's looking like after they take these two immigration votes next week that the House could re-vote on their Farm Bill, meaning we'll be able to move to conference hopefully in the months of July and August. So positive news out of both chambers.